Introduction. Child. Early. And forced marriage. CFM. Note reference. 1. Is prevalent throughout the Asia-Pacific region. Commonly referred to as child marriage, it is a practice that affects both boys and girls. Boys are married to younger girls, whereas girls are married to older men. As a result, girls are more adversely affected than boys. The fact that they are married to older men brings a range of complications. Note reference 2. The practice of CFM undeniably perpetuates patriarchy and gender inequality that further marginalize girls. Note reference 3. It exacerbates poverty and the vulnerability of girls living in poverty. It has economic consequences, including limiting people's control over and access to economic assets and productive resources. Girls are prevented from forming social networks and accessing an education, and suffer from health and nutritional consequences. CFM involves a lack of free, full, and informed consent. It limits bodily integrity and the enjoyment of childhood. Note reference 4. Targeted action is needed to address the root causes, including ensuring the design and enforcement of legal measures that are rights-based. Using secondary literature and data and national partner research, this paper unpacks concepts related to CFM in the context of ensuring sexual and reproductive health and rights SRHR. Furthermore, it presents the root causes and drivers of CFM, including religious and cultural justifications, gender inequalities, and marginalization and discrimination of women and girls within the family, community, and by the state. The paper provides recommendations for ensuring SRHR in order to counter the effects of CFM and guarantee the well-being and potential of girls in the Asia-Pacific region. Quote, the practice of CFM undeniably perpetuates patriarchy and gender inequality that further marginalize girls. It exacerbates poverty. Girls are prevented from forming social networks and accessing an education, and suffer from health and nutritional consequences. CFM involves a lack of free, full, and informed consent. It limits bodily integrity and the enjoyment of childhood. End of quote. The paper has the following sections. Section 1 is the introduction. Section 2 focuses on introducing CFM and broadening the scope. Section 3 is on the facts related to CFM. Section 4 focuses on the causes and consequences of CFM, while sections 5 and 6 present conclusions and recommendations respectively. Page 7.